This is a quick chazar. Mishnah Berurah Siman Resh Mem Zayin. Usually we do one amud at a time, but this whole siman is sort of one inyan, and it's not super lamaisa in terms of nowadays. We'll see that most of the cases are covered already in one of the sifim, so I figure we'll do the whole siman at one time. Says the Mechaber, Sholeach Adam Igeres Biad Einu Yehudi. A person is allowed to send a letter in the hands of a non-Jew, Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos Im Chashecha, even if it's Erev Shabbos as it's getting dark. As the Mishnah Berurah points out, it doesn't mean mamish getting dark. He has to be able to actually get it out of your house before Shabbos starts. U'shekotzas lodamim. This is if he set a postal fee that he's going to pay him for delivering the package in advance. So, and he's never allowed to tell him to deliver it on Shabbos. So this is case number one, where he makes a set price and it doesn't say deliver it on Shabbos. Now, what is the logic behind this? So Sivkut and Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah just explains that this is true about any malacha, and the reason we specifically talked about delivering a letter is to teach us that there's a difference between if he sets up a fee with him in advance or he doesn't set up a fee with him in advance. If he sets up a fee, it's much better because then the guy is going and he's doing it adaita denafshe. He knows he's going to get paid whenever he delivers the package, the item in question. And who adin with any malacha that he knows is going to get paid at the end. And therefore, when he decides to go ahead and do it and finish it up on Shabbos, that's called adaita denafshe hu da'avid. He's doing it because he wants to get paid today. But he could just as easily do it tomorrow if he didn't care about getting paid today or tomorrow. However, as we're going to see, if you don't set up a fee with him in advance, and he doesn't know exactly when he's going to get paid, so he's basically trying to please you by doing it in such a way. And therefore, when he's going to deliver it, he's going to seek out the individual whose package it is, and he's going to try to chase them down on Shabbos, and he's going to dafka do it in such a way that he can show you he did it on Shabbos, and now he's going to hopefully be able to do better because of the fact that he worked for you on Shabbos. We'll try to explain a little bit better as we go. So that's the next case in the Mechaber. If he didn't set up a payment in advance, ilok via bei doar. If there isn't actually a set post office, perish isha duol shekol ksav elav yuval. It's low, meaning postal service. He's explaining how postal service works. Also in the town, also the shloach avila miyom rishon. You can't send it ever, even from Sunday. So what's going on over here? So basically, we're saying that if there's no official post office in Sivkut and Hay, the Mishnah Berurah is elaborating on this, and he's saying that sometimes you go, sometimes you don't go, and we're afraid. Here's the lashon: Shemim lo yimtzaena in a Yehudi v'tzarech leilech achar b'Shabbos. The goy is not going to find him, and he's going to try to chase him down on Shabbos. And therefore, they were very machmir in this case, because everyone's going to see this guy walking around with a letter that was given to him by a Jew. And they're going to know it was delivered on behalf of the Jew, and they're going to think that the Jew dafka told him to deliver it on Shabbos, right? And this is talking about, obviously, says the Mishnah Berurah, a case where it's recognizable that the letter is written by a Jew, meaning it is in Hebrew writing or Yiddish writing or something like that, or something to that effect, or it has some type of a stamp on it that shows that it's a Jewish-owned item. But if it's not Jewish-owned, then we're not going to be machmir, even if he didn't set up in advance to, make a price with him in advance, and even if he's not an official postal worker, we're going to be makel under such circumstances. Shulchan Aruch, but if there is a set post office, then you can send it even on Erev Shabbos. Obviously, he has to be able to get it indoors, get it to a place on Shabbos where it's not the same exact thing as if you're telling him to do it on Shabbos. If you ask him to do something which is impossible for him to not to do the work on Shabbos, then that's the same thing as you telling him explicitly to do it for you on Shabbos. Says the Ramah, Yesh matirin afilo lo kotzatz, and there's some who are makel completely. You didn't have to set up a price in advance. Afilo lo kviya beidar b'masa, even if there's no official postal service. If you send them on Thursday or beforehand, yesh lismo chalayim tzrichim lakach. If there is some type of a need for this service, so then you're allowed to be makel under these circumstances. And the Misif Katan Yud, the Mishnah Berurah explains what's the reason for this, because you never told him to go on Shabbos. So therefore, unless it's right next to Shabbos when you're telling him to get going, and there he's going to look like Imam sent him to do the Isser on Shabbos, so then it's going to be Isser. But every other time, if it's a Wednesday, a Thursday, you know, and certainly earlier in the week, it doesn't look like he sent him to do it on Shabbos, and therefore it's not a problem. And secondly, you don't know that the guy's going to run around trying to chase down the person who the letter belongs to, even if he's not an official postman. Official postman, we know he's not going to chase anybody down. He's going to deliver it to the address, and that's it. But even if he's not an official postman, he's not going to run around chasing the guy per se. Could happen, but that's not because of you. Okay, now a couple of important details here in the Dirshu footnotes. One of the footnotes, he points out that if you have a chola mesukan, if you have a person who is sick, and you want to send a letter to his relatives that they should come so that they can try to calm this fellow down and make him feel a little better, make the end of his life last a little bit longer, it is certainly mutter to do this under all circumstances, because it's a shiloh of safik pikuach nefesh over here. Maybe the guy's going to live longer because he's going to feel better about it. And certainly if he's getting worse and he's telling you, go send for my relatives right now, that would be definitely mutter. And then there's a famous tshuva of the Marsham. This was a big machlokas between the Marsham, and I forgot who he was arguing with, but he got very upset about a different posek who said it was mutter to do this. He says to send a letter to a tzaddik through a non-Jew, so that the tzaddik should daven on behalf of a chola. Marsham says it is aser, but there is a day that it's mutter. I forgot who says so. But one of the interesting historical arguments that they had concerning these particular matters. What do we consider pikuach nefesh if you get a tzaddik to daven for you? Going forward, talking about sending overnight packages bizman hazeh, so this lechatchila you shouldn't do. You shouldn't send an overnight package on Friday night, because it's essentially that's commanding the non-Jew to send a package for you on Shabbos, which we said is usher. However, there are a couple of tzadim lekula that if it's a serious case of financial loss or something like that, the Minchas Yitzchak has an idea that he says it's based on a Shvus Yaakov, that there's since you didn't actually tell the guy to go deliver for you on Shabbos, he's following the rules of his postal company. If you send it through the United States Postal Service, he's not doing it because you told him to. He's doing it because the other guy told him to. And therefore, it's like Omer Imru, it's like Amira Li Amira Lenachri, because it's like you told the post office to do the job, and the post office is telling this particular pilot to fly the package or this particular person to deliver it overnight. And therefore, it's really an Amira Li Amira, and therefore that's one side to be makel. And the second side to be makel Nechalkas Yoav is that since the shliach is sending all kinds of packages, the fact that he's adding one package, he's not doing any extra malacha because of you, and therefore we view it as you didn't tell the goy really to do anything. Okay, Sif Beizim, Hisna Imo Sheyitin Lo Scharo Afal Pisha Lo Perish Kama Yitin Lo. If you already have a deal that you're going to pay him something, so Dino Kikotzi, that's already like you set it up in advance. The Sam Chadai Dino Yehudi B'Didei Kotarach. So now it's basically up to him if he wants to make the salary at this point, and therefore he's considered doing it Adai to Denafshe, even if you didn't set exactly, you told him you're going to give him something. Avo Bistam, you didn't make up anything with him. Avo Bishyesh B'Dai Toshitin Lo Schar, even the God thinks you're going to pay him, he's not 100% sure. So then it's Asudul Sam Chadaite with Yisrael Kotarach. There he's not 100% sure he's going to get paid, and he's dafka doing it on Shabbos to please you, that you should feel good that he did it for you right away. And therefore, it's considered as if you told him to do it on Shabbos, or at least that he's doing it on your behalf, not for his own self. Siv Gimel, Im Scharo LeYamim. Let's say you have a rule with him that he gets paid by the day. If you do the job for me on Sunday, you'll get $10. Do the job for me on Monday, you get $10, etc., etc. And you get it's a daily fee, and then whenever you come back to me, I'll give you another daily fee. So Elisheinu Makbid Imo Masayelech. But I'm not going to tell you have to work for me every Sunday. But if you work for me on Sunday, you get paid a Sunday fee. If you work for me on Monday, you get paid a Monday fee, but you're not forced to work any particular day. Imu be'erev Shabbos, asur. If you gave him the package to deliver on Friday, then it's asur. Because shiotze b'Shabbos nir ki'ilu hisnei mokach. Because then when he goes out on Shabbos, it's as if you told him to work for you on Shabbos, because he's getting paid for the day. This Mishnah Berurah explains to Katan Yud Gimel that basically when you hire him on Friday, in this case, it's as if you told him, work for me Shabbos and you'll get paid this particular fee on Shabbos, and that's why it is usur. But from Thursday back, it is mutter, as Mishnah Berurah points out in Siv Katan Yud Dalet. Siv Dalet, Ima Eino Yehudi, Molech Haksa Bechinam, Afilo Nasan Lo Be'er of Shabbos Mutter. Let's say the non-Jew decides to be a nice guy, and he says, you say to him, you want to deliver this package for me, and then you offer to pay him, and he says, no, I'll do it for free. That is mutter. Why? Shari Eino Yehudi Me'elav Hu Osezev Eino Ela L'Hachzik Tovel Yisrael Mepnei Shemashi Kibo Mimenu. Maybe he's just doing it to drum up business for the future, and it's the same thing as if you're paying him. Right? Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Tezvav points out that we assume the reason he wanted to do this favor for you is because he's done it for pay before, and he's going to plan on doing it for pay in the future, and he wants to give you this freebie, and therefore he's doing it adaita denafshe. The fact that he wants to deliver it on Shabbos is just because he wants to. It's like he's getting paid to deliver it on Shabbos, and that's the same thing as if he's doing it adaita denafshe for the salary. However, the Ramah disagrees. V'yesh cholkim, those who disagree with Sviru, the kol she'osa b'chinam aser, it's aser to do it for free no matter what, even if it's like it's in place of payment. V'tov la'achmir, and it's better to be machmir, says the Ramah, v'makam she'enu yudi maskel im Yisrael, lomar sh'leil l'chol b'chinam. But if the non-Jew brings it up to you, and he says, oh, do you have anything you want me to deliver? I'd love to deliver something for you for free, to do you a favor. V'adai daito ala tove shekibo mimena v'shari. There we assume that it's definitely because he wants to give you a nice free sample for the future, and therefore, he's doing it to drum up business, and to him, that's the same thing as getting paid, and it's considered mutter. And obviously, the Mishnah Berurah points out Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Tezayin points out that the best thing to do is to be machmir if possible, and therefore, you should, even if he offers to do it for free, you should try to pay him something. Tell him, listen, I'll give you a few pennies, I'll give you $1, I'll give you $2, I don't want you to do it for mamish for nothing, and therefore it's considered as if he paid him to do it, and it's like the first case in Sif Aleph where it's Heter Gomer. Sif Hey in the Chaber, I mean, in a Yehudi, Holich me'atzma l'makam acher, v'Yisrael nosin lo igeres, mutter b'chol gavne. If the non-Jew is going anyway, and he's going to that place, and you give him a letter to deliver, that is going to be mutter regardless of whether you set anything up with him in advance or not in terms of payment. In the middle of the big Sif Katan Yud Ches, Mishnah Berurah points out, however, if there is not enough time for him to get there before Shabbos, so even though he's going for himself, nevertheless, he's carrying a letter for you, and it's considered he's carrying a letter for you on Shabbos. And therefore it's, that's problematic. Similarly, he points out, you're never allowed to give him the letter on Shabbos, even if he's going on his own. So what do we mean by that? If you see him leaving and he tells you where he's going, out of conversation, you say, oh, I have a letter for you. Would you like to come and get it? That is for sure usur, because you're actually commanding him to do the malacha for you on Shabbos, even though he would have done it for himself anyway, or even if even if you don't command him, even if he brings up the whole idea, still problematic. This applies even if there's an Eruv, but if it's a major case of Hefsid, you could be Makel under these circumstances, when there's a real post office to put it in the mail on Shabbos, because you already paid for it before Shabbos, and therefore we say it's a Shavos to Shavos B'makom Pseida, which we're going to say is Mutter. Last Se'if in the Simen, Mishieshlo Sachir Eino Yehudi L'shano Yoser. So we said that we had this similar case in previous Simanim, where we said that you have a guy who you pay to do all your work for you. You paid him for the whole year. You paid him for more than a year. He's your lifetime butler. So also L'shalcho Erev Shabbos Ki Be'igeres. You're not allowed to send them on Erev Shabbos right before Shabbos holding a letter to deliver on your behalf. And as he points out in the Bir Halacha, even if we consider that Kikatzatzel Damim, that to do it in advance, it still doesn't matter, because in the end, he's going to want to deliver it for you on Shabbos so that he can come back and do more work for you on Sunday, because he does work for you all the time. Adds the Ramo, Miu and Lo Scharo Rak L'Shlichus Igeres. But if the only thing you hired him for is dafka to deliver letters, yesh matirin kamoshes bar la'el reish bim dal tefei, then we're going to be meikel, because it doesn't mean that he's going to have to deliver a letter every single day, unless that's the metzias where he actually does deliver letters every single day, which in which case it would be a problem.